Greetings, and welcome to the Taking the High Ground podcast with your gratitude guru, Lauren Kell, where we plumb the depths of how gratitude is our soul's purpose and that everything is connected. This podcast explores the life lessons that we can learn from our everyday life experiences, challenges, or even the objects we surround ourselves with. Together, let's climb to new heights using gratitude as our guide while personally stretching ourselves to conquer the mountains that stand before us. Grab your imagination, maybe a cup of coffee, and let's take the high ground. Good morning. It's a new day. It's a really good new morning. Today, I am feeling grateful. Last night, I was unable to sleep. I had The Power of Love by Huey Lewis in the news jamming in my head for part of the night. And truth be told, it's a great song to be stuck on. As I lay there in bed singing with Huey, I began to think about all the things that I'm thankful for. I began to get excited for the prospect of the new day and being alive. Mind you, this is like 1 a.m. Then I spent a couple hours dipping in and out of reality as I would fall back to sleep and wake up and so on. Every time I would awake, I would feel this urge, almost a surge really, to send love and peace toward people in my life. OMG, it was a pretty awesome experience. Many times when we wake in the night to mind racing, it can tend to be negative. Then we must gather ourselves and focus our energies towards something positive before going back to sleep. But in this case, it was like my subconscious just wanted to come to the forefront and beam love to everything and everyone in my world. Because of that, I didn't feel like I needed to guard against thoughts, and I could just ride the wave of peace and joy. It kind of reminded me of the joy of expectation for Christmas. But instead, it was for today, like right now. I can't say for sure, but I would suppose that as I continue my pursuits to feel nothing but gratitude and joy and love all the time, because anything else feels dissonant, that these events might occur more often. Listen, I woke up so energized and feeling really grounded. It's a little hard to explain, but my purpose with this morning's audio is to encourage you to, with all your intention, get into this gratitude space purposefully, continuously, and do the best you can to stay in it all day, every day. But like anything else, there is a practical learning curve. Let me say this. It is so worth the effort. We would all agree that physical fitness and physical health is imperative. Emotional and psychological health is equally, if not more important than physical health. Why? Because our emotions affect our physiology. We can try all day to get physically healthy by doing all the right things, yet still suffer from infirmity due to emotional distress. Get into the gratitude space. Your life depends on it. The quality of life you can have also depends on it. Love compels me to implore you to do everything that is within your power to be thankful every moment and to pursue the gratitude space that is not predicated on external impetus for you to vibrate positively all the time. As images of the Creator, that is pure energy and vibration, we are given the charge to steward this world and our immediate worlds through our energetic emotional states. I choose to be full of love and peace and joy and harmony and gratitude, and to only allow positive vibes into my own personal Garden of Eden instead of slithering negativity that causes doubt, anger, fear, anxiety, or stress. And you should too. Mad love, y'all. Good morning. It's a new day. It's a really good new morning.